Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina's loss was WCHL and Chapelboro's gain. His name is John Shoup. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. If you follow high school football in this town or read Huddle Up with the Heels, the special section on Chapelboro, then you know the name John Shoup. Carolina fans surely remember Shoup as UNC's offensive coordinator and QB coach in the Butch Davis regime, the man most responsible for turning T.J. Yates from an unknown recruit into a record-breaking quarterback for the Tar Heels. After interim coach Everett Withers and his staff were not retained, Shoup decided to sit out of coaching for a year and remain in Chapel Hill. Among the ways he stays connected to the game he loves, the former NFL offensive coordinator agreed to be the analyst for the WCHL High School Game of the Week with play-by-play man Paul Connell. If you've heard the broadcasts, you know Shoup has the ability to analyze the nuances of what's happening on the field in lay terms so the listeners really learn something. He does that even better in writing his weekly column on Chapelboro entitled The Shoup Scoop. When he agreed to contribute, Shoup's only condition was that he not be asked to evaluate the Tar Heels' performance the prior Saturday. He recruited a lot of the players on the current team and knows every one of them. He still considers them extended family and pulls hard for them every week. With Shoup, that special coach-player bond can't be broken. But in Shoup Scoop, he actually teaches us about football from a coach's perspective. My favorite column was how to use so-called gimme games to try to set up stronger opponents later in the season by showing tendencies against a weakling and then doing the opposite against the better team. In previewing UNC's game in the other Triangle College matchup, Shoup often uses diagrams to show what certain teams do well and how their opponents must stop them to be successful. Before the NC State game, he said the Wolfpack doesn't run the ball as well as Duke and hinted they would have to use the play fake and pass more. That's how State got the lead, and funny how they lost it when they stayed on the ground and ran clock. It was another Shoup Scoop that proved true. Thanks, Coach, for making us sound and read better. This is Archansky. See ya.